We're recording.
Shout out to everyone.
Can both teams see the clock?
Yes.
All right. Are you ready, Bishop?
I am ready.
Are both teams ready? We've done buzzer checks in advance. We are seeing Southeast Polk versus Richard Montgomery A in the first match here. This is round one of the NAQT High School National Championships. If both teams are ready, we begin with the toss-up. Toss-up number one. Null, start of header, start of text, end of transmission, inquiry, acknowledgement, bell, backspace, horizontal tab, line feed, vertical tab, form feed, and carriage return. Over here, on Richard Montgomery. Minus five. Carriage return are the first 14 members. This first printable element is 32. The space, while positions 65 to 90 contain the capital letters. For 10 points, name the 7-bit standard code for information exchange. And that's time. That is ASCII. Toss-up number two. After the father of this work's title character kills himself, she goes to work for the Harling family. She's abandoned in Denver by Larry Donovan, after which she returns to Black Hawk, Nebraska, and marries
Anthony.
That's correct. For Richard Montgomery, 10 points. Your bonus. For 10 points each, answer these questions about the work of Galileo. Galileo became a supporter of the Copernican theory after he observed that which planet had phases like the moon?
Jupiter.
That's Venus. Galileo also recorded the first observation of which planet, which he mistakenly took to be just another star, thus postponing its discovery as a planet until the
1800s. Neptune.
That's correct. That's correct for 10. Galileo made his observations with what type of telescope, then the most common? Captain.
No answer.
That's a refracting telescope. That's 10 points on the bonus. Next toss-up. Henry David Thoreau wrote a plea for this man and delivered it several times between his October arrest and December hanging. Stephen Vincent Benet wrote a lengthy... That is correct for 15 for Richard Montgomery. Toss up next. Your bonus. Name these fictional rulers of ancient Greece, 10 each. This Shakespearean title character is the Prince of Tyre.
Pericles.
Correct. Pericles. Correct. This man was the king of Sparta during the Trojan War.
The Trojan War, Menelaus.
Yes, Menelaus.
Correct. This title character of a Mozart opera was a king of Crete.
Midas.
That is Idiomeno.
Oh, okay.
20 on the bonus. Toss up next. A prolactinoma, the most common type of secretory tumor of this organ, can cause abnormal lactation in both women and men. In men, though, those tumors are often not diagnosed until they grow so large that they begin pressing on the optic nerve, which lies directly below this structure, which also produces FSH, LH, and human growth hormone. For 10 points, name this. That is Richard Montgomery. That is 10 points. Your bonus. Next page. On May 31st, 2005, news broke from an interview given by W. Mark Felt, a former assistant FBI director. For 10 each, first, Felt claimed that he was what confidential source that helped Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein break the Watergate? That's correct. Woodward and Bernstein initially refused to confirm that Felt was the source they quoted in 1972 for their articles in this paper. Prior to Felt's admission, one of the leading contenders to be Deep Throat was his former Nixon chief of staff and Reagan secretary of state who ran for president in 1988. That is 30. Awesome. Next. This man discussed hell in The Great Divorce, his conversion to Christianity.
Milton.
Minus five for Richard Montgomery. We continue for Southeast Polk. His conversion to Christianity and surprised by joy and heaven in mere Christianity. He is better known, however, for a collection of letters between Wormwood and Screwtape recounting the adventures of the Pevensey children. For 10 points, name this author of The Magician's Nephew and six other novels about Narnia.
C.S. Lewis.
That is correct for 10 points. Your bonus. It forbids slavery north of the 3630 latitude in the Louisiana Territory. For 10 points each, name this 1820 agreement between pro- and anti-slavery forces in Congress brokered by Henry Clay. Captain?
Missouri Compromise.
Correct. This free state was admitted to the Union along with Missouri to preserve balance in the Senate.
California.
That is Maine. In 1818, the House passed, but the Senate rejected this New Yorker's amendment to Missouri statehood. It called for the exclusion of slavery and freedom to slaves' children at the age of 25. That's James Talmadge of the Talmadge Amendment. That's 10 on the bonus. Toss up next. This man's political career began with a campaign against a condominium project on Lake Champlain, and it escalated until Richard Snelling's 1991 heart attack put him in the governor's mansion in Montpelier. He currently heads the Democratic National... That's over here. That's Richard Montgomery for 10. Your bonus. It experimentally demonstrated the wave nature of electrons in 1927. For 10 each, first identify this experiment, named for the two physicists who carried it out.
Michelson,
Davis and Germer. The experiment confirmed the notion of wave-particle duality put forward by this physicist in 1923.
De Broglie.
Correct. Davison and Germer tested for wave behavior according to this law that was originally formulated for X-rays scattering from a lattice.
Rankin's law.
Bragg's law. 10 on the bonus. Toss up next. The ancient problem of squaring the circle cannot be solved because it requires constructing a ratio equal to the square root of pi, a number that belongs to this class. Charles Hermite showed that E belonged to it, therefore E cannot be... That is over here, Richard Michael. Minus 5. Belong to it, therefore E cannot be the solution to a polynomial equation with integer coefficients. For 10 points, in his class of real numbers whose name suggests that they climb beyond the algebraic numbers. And that's time. That is transcendental numbers. Toss up next. Angels in the 1998 film City of Angels, androids in the 2001 film Artificial Intelligence, AI, and the Martian girl in Mars Attacks never do it. Darth Maul does it only once in The Phantom Menace. Gunnery Sergeant Hartman.
Speak.
Minus 5 for Richard Montgomery. We continue for Southeast Polk. Gunnery Sergeant Hartman in Full Metal Jacket and Hannibal in The Silence of the Lambs do it only rarely. For 10 points, name this activity that normal people do every 2 to 10 seconds with their eyes.
Blink.
10 points for Southeast Polk, your bonus. For 10 points each, of 80 degrees north, 60 degrees north, 40 degrees north, 20 degrees north, the equator, or 20, 40, 60, or 80 degrees south, which line of latitude passes through first the continental United States?
40 north.
Correct. Argentina.
60 south.
40 south. Laos.
20 south.
20 north. 10 on the bonus. Toss it next. The most important ritual of this group involved capturing a bear cub, raising it as a pet, and then sacrificing it at a winter festival. Possibly descended from the prehistoric Jomon culture, now mostly found on Hokkaido. This is for 10 points.
Sorry. I knew.
That is correct for Richard Montgomery. 10 points. Your bonus. For 10 points each, name these composers of musical works inspired by the medieval allegory of death leading dancing figures from all walks of life to the grave. The 1849 Totentanz for piano and orchestra was written by this composer of the Dance Symphony, or Dante Symphony.
1849,
Captain. Liszt. Death plays the violin in a graveyard in this composer's 1874 Danse Macabre.
Oh,
correct. Then in 2003, this British heavy metal band with a mascot named Eddie released the album Dance of Death.
Iron Maiden.
That's the last two for 20. What's next? The planned cities of this region include Arad, Dimona, and the port city of Elat, and it is home to the world's largest crater that was not caused by a meteorite. The north and northeast boundaries are formed by the Judean hills in the wilderness of Judea. That is Richard Montgomery.
Golan Heights.
Minus 5. The wilderness of Judea. For 10 points, the Hebrew words for to wipe dry, name what desert that contains the city of Beersheba and comprises nearly all of southern Israel. And that's time, that's the Negev. Toss up next. Harry Sinclair was given exclusive rights to this site in Natrona County, while Edward Doheny received similar concessions from California's Buena Vista Hills and Elk Hills. All three leases were ruled fraudulent after it was revealed that Secretary of the Interior... That's correct for Richard Montgomery. 10 points, your bonus. For 10 each, name these poems by Keats from opening lines. Thou still unravished bride of quietness, thou foster child of silence and slow time. That's correct. My heart aches and a drowsy numbness pains my sense as though of hemlock I had drunk.
Okay, so you know that's not the bell sounds down Mercy. Endymion.
That is Ode to a Nightingale. Seasons of mist and mellow fruitfulness, close bosom friend of the maturing sun.
To autumn.
That is correct. First and last 20. Toss up next. This book within a book originates as a classified collection of Commander Shane's papers that is examined by Lawrence Pritchard Waterhouse. That is 15 points for Richard Montgomery. Toss up next. There's your bonus here. On February 5th, 2004, the revolutionary Artibonite Resistance Front captured Gonaive. For 10 points each, first name both the Caribbean nation where this took place and the president of that nation who was subsequently deposed 10 years after the U.S. intervened to restore him.
Haiti.
K.D. Aristide.
Both correct. On February 29th, Aristide claimed to have been kidnapped by the U.S., a claim the U.S. denies. Either way, Aristide wound up in what African nation?
Liberia.
That's Central African Republic. 20 on the bonus. And that is the half.
I have 185 to 40.
I have... I have 195.
Okay, you can go through this. Neck 5 on the first question.
What did you have at 10? Was it running score?
At 10, it was 120.
Yeah. Restart. And just to recap, at the half, we have Richard Montgomery A, 185, Southeast Polk, 40.
And what number is coming up?
We are going into toss-up number 13 of 26. So, if both teams are ready for the second half, we begin the second half now. Pencil and paper ready. To get an A in his math class, Steve needs a 90 average. There are four exams with the final counting double. Steve's first three exams were 88, 92, and 94. For 10 points, what is the minimum score Steve needs on the final to get the 90 average he needs? You have 10 seconds. That is Richard Montgomery.
88.
That is correct. For 10 points, your bonus. For 5 for 1, 10 for 2, 20 for 3, and 30 for all 4, do these movies or works of literature feature a woman dressed as a man dressed as a woman, both, or neither? First, Twelfth Night.
Woman dressed as a man.
Woman dressed as a man.
That is correct. The Lord of the Rings.
Woman dressed as a man again. Woman dressed as a man.
Correct. Carmen.
Neither.
That's correct. Jane Eyre. Captain.
Neither.
Man dressed as a woman. 20 on the bonus. Toss up next. This was the source of the substance at the heart of Dr. Heidegger's experiment in the short story by Nathaniel Hawthorne. That is over here, Richard Montgomery. That is 15. Your bonus. Butter and mayonnaise are mixtures that contain both a continuous phase and a dispersed phase. For 10 points each, first name this class of mixtures in which one liquid is dispersed in another.
Suspension.
Emulsion. This 10-letter adjective describes the relationship of the components of an emulsion which do not combine homogeneously.
Colligative.
Immiscible. Emulsifier. Substances that stabilize an emulsion usually contain this type of agent that lowers a liquid surface tension.
Surfactant.
That is correct for 10 on the bonus. Toss up next. In February 2005, this country's Supreme Court ruled that the 30-year statute of limitations on murder applied to charges of genocide, and it could not be extended on account of the defendant having been immune from prosecution as its president. That defendant, Luisa Echeverria, was implicated in the 1971 Corpus Christi... That is Richard Montgomery?
Argentina.
Minus 5. Corpus Christi massacre of 25 student protesters. For 10 points, named the second most populous North American country. That is correct for 10.
My buzzer's not working.
Pause.
I'll try it again.
Is it plugged in?
Check it.
Echo there.
What's it saying?
Try it. Okay, just go down the line, check. Okay. Where do we put the buzzer in here?
Dr. Heidegger, that was a good song.
Up here. Are you ready?
Do you like Hawthorne? Two other questions. Short stories are really good. I don't think it's novels, but
we need to figure out first.
Which one?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Is it that one?
Yeah.
It's not the whole. So now, hang on. Let's glue it in. Yeah, we're gonna have to. I'll be back.
Man, all this shit.
Mind the guys.
All right, no problem.
Buzz in the whole lab. You can probably
Yeah. Who's there? Oh, he's not here now.
Well, they'll need to fix it for the rest of the day, so
yeah,
might as well do it.
That's true.
Slap the table.
We actually had that at one. Went to one in Apple, which was this tiny little town in Iowa. We had like two buzzer systems, so we had slap table at the end of our day. All our hands were ready to stuff.
A lot of good ones.
Whatever, Hallie.
What?
Hit
my hand.
And then at Iowa, like, my buzzer wasn't working, so she made me.
How many of those six?
I was the only one.
Let's not talk about the Iowa City one.
I didn't go to that one.
It's not worth talking about.
Yeah, no, I don't drink your flights.
Oh, yeah.
Bad things happened that trip.
Why can't
I
have that trip?
I knew I had. Oh, this is going to be a problem.
It's the only tool we have.
Oh, shoot. So you got to take out all of these,
isn't it? Okay, we are just resetting. Here we are in the middle of a bonus cycle. We just had to replace the buzzer system. It was acting up, so these things happen on occasion, so we now continue. Southeast Polk had a buzzer, had a bonus coming, correct? And Southeast Polk, here's your bonus. When it was closed in AD 529, its students fled to the Sassanid Empire of Persia for 10 each. First, named this Athenian school founded by Plato. Captain?
The university.
The academy. In 86 BC, the grove of the academy was cut down by what apparent opponent of Marius who conquered Athens for Rome?
Caesar.
Sulla. The academy was closed by this Byzantine emperor who codified Roman law with his Corpus Juris Civilis.
Justinian.
That is correct for 10. We continue. Next toss-up. His case is tried before 12 Athenian citizens who end up deadlocked between those who support the prosecutor's contention that justice admits no mitigating circumstances and those who support the defense counsel's position that killing a mother is not blood murder because only the father is a true parent. For 10 points, name this character tried in the Eumenides for avenging his father Agamemnon. That is over here.
No, it's over there.
It's
opposite.
So, yes, correct.
Yeah.
Richard Montgomery, 10 points. Your bonus. For 10 each, name these colleges from their conferences and some Major League Baseball alumni.
Sir,
no, continue. Pac-10, Barry Zito, Mark Pryor, and Brett Boone.
USC.
Atlantic Coast Conference, Paul Wilson, J.D. Drew, and Doug Minkiewicz.
Georgia Tech.
FSU, Florida State. SEC, Mark Bellhorn, Tim Hudson, Frank Thomas.
University of Alabama.
The other one in the state, Auburn. And on the bonus. Toss up next. Pencil and paper ready. A gear with 35 teeth has an arrow aligned with the second arrow on a gear with 25 teeth. The first gear turns at a rate of 1 revolution per minute and interlocks with the second. For 10 points, how long does it take the two arrows to simultaneously return to their starting positions? You have 10 seconds. Captain? Sorry, time.
5 minutes.
Sorry, time. Toss up next. It ultimately made the recapture of Malta possible, but its short-term gains, securing control of the Mediterranean and stranding Napoleon's army, were even more important in raising Richard Montgomery. -5. Its short-term gains, securing control of the Mediterranean and stranding Napoleon's army, were even more important in raising British prestige. 11 of the 13 ships of the line were destroyed or captured in Aboukir Bay, east of Alexandria. For 10 points, identify this 1798 victory of Horatio Nelson, named for the major river of Egypt. Hulk?
Battle of the Nile.
10 points, your bonus. Your bonus. The Vanir decapitated this god of wisdom for 10 points each. First, name the figure from Norse myth who had a famous well.
Thor.
That's Mimir. This god gave up an eye to be allowed to drink from Mimir's well.
Thor.
Yep. Odin. Mimir used this horn to drink that wise water. Captain.
A Thor.
That's Gjallarhorn. No points. Toss up next. This national park contains Tulaño Lake, the highest in the continental U.S. On the park's eastern boundary is the peak of Mount Whitney. It lies immediately. That is over here.
Yosemite.
Minus five. For Polk, Richard Montgomery, we continue. It lies immediately south of Kings Canyon National Park and includes the 275-foot tall General Sherman. For 10 points, identify this national park in the southern Sierra Nevada, named for the awe-inspiring redwood trees it contains. Richard Montgomery.
Sequoia National.
10 points, your bonus. The next page. In Greek, it is known as the Tessera Costa, in Latin as the Quadragesima. For 10 points each, first, name this period of 40 days in the calendar of the Catholic Church.
Lent.
Correct. What name is given to the first day of Lent?
Ash Wednesday.
If Ash Wednesday is on March 1st, on what day will Easter fall?
40 days.
40 days. Plus, knock on the weekend.
Captain?
Different.
April 16th. It doesn't include Sundays during the period, so 20 on the bonus. Toss it next. By 1900, the factories of this vehicle city were making over 100,000 carts and carriages a year. 3 years later, the Buick Motor Company moved here from Detroit, and in 1954, Michael Moore was born in one of its subs. That is right there.
Flint.
That is 10 points for Richard Montgomery. Toss up next. Are your bonus? For 10 points each, how many quarks, not anti-quarks, are in? First, a meson.
Three.
One. Lepton.
Zero.
Correct. Baryon.
That might be three. I think that's three.
Now is the time for 3:20 on the bonus. Toss up next. The narrator is being called by destiny and choking on alibis. His stomach is sick from obsessing about an incident involving smoking, calling a cab, and a woman's touching the chest of a man. That is over
Mr.
here.
Mr. Brightside by the Killers.
That's 10 points for you, for Southeast Polk. Your bonus. Its flag contained red, white, and black horizontal stripes with two green stars on the white stripe. For 10 points, name this confederation that lasted from 1958 to 63.
Zanzibar.
That is the United Arab Republic. For 5 points each, name the two countries in the United Arab Republic.
Syrian Angel.
That's correct. In the early 1960s, this country adopted a flag similar to that of the UAR, except with a third green star, indicating its hopes that the UAR would expand to include it.
Iraq.
That is last two for 20. Awesome. Next. Marcus Aurelius kept a golden statue of this goddess in his sleeping quarters. Analogous to the Greek goddess Tyche, she was symbolized by a sphere, a ship's rudder and prow, or a wheel of fate. In addition, she is ever waxing and waning, like the moon, according to the first movement of Karl Orff's Carmina Burana. For 10 points, that is over here for 10 points for Richard Montgomery. Your bonus. Answer these questions about a Canadian province, 10 each. What province, admitted in 1949, added and Labrador to its official name in 2001?
Newfoundland.
Correct. What Italian explorer claimed Newfoundland for England in 1497? Yeah. That's correct. West of Newfoundland is what gulf, the estuary of a namesake Canadian river?
Mackenzie.
Gulf of St. Lawrence. Yeah. 20. Toss up next. Jacobus van 't Hoff's citation for the first Nobel Prize in Chemistry mentioned his study of this quantity that is approximated by multiplying the ideal gas constant by the molarity and absolute temperature of a solution. Its magnitude depends only on the number of particles in a solution, so it's a colligative property. For 10 points, identify this pressure generated when water diffuses across a semipermeable membrane. That's Richard Montgomery.
Osmotic pressure.
10 points, your bonus. Her books of verse include Death and Taxes, and she worked as literary and drama critic for Vogue and Vanity Fair. For 10 points each, first name this 20th century wit who said, men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses.
Parker
was a member of this group, named for an Indian tribe that also counted Alexander Wolcott and Robert Sherwood among its...
Algonquin.
A number of the member of this was this playwright who collaborated with Moss Hart on You Can't Take It With You.
You can't take it? Really?
Sure. Captain?
Coffin.
That's correct. 430. And that is the game.
Yay. And score 380 to 95.
Yeah.
Richard Montgomery 380. Southeast Polk 95.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that concludes this match. Thank you for listening.